The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, another high-stakes art heist has taken place in Europe following on from the well-publicised Louvre heist last October. Four masked men have stolen famous paintings worth millions from a museum in Italy. Let's get the latest on this now. I'm joined by lawyer, CEO and founder of Art Recovery International, Chris Marinello. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. So what has happened? This was near Parma in Italy.
Yes, actually, if you look at the map, it's outside of Parma and are very in the beautiful Parma countryside. So one could see how a museum of this quality and nature could be a target.
And targeted by four masked men, they managed to get away with these valuable artworks, though, in a very short space of time, didn't they?
They did. I think criminals have learned from the Louvre theft that wearing masks and getting in and out as quickly as possible can defeat almost the best security system.
And what did they manage to take?
Well, they took a Matisse, they took a Renoir, they took a Cezanne, maybe 9 million euros worth of artworks.
I mean, this is
in less than 3 minutes.
It's incredible. And it is hard to believe that this would happen, especially, you would imagine, after that infamous heist back in October that you mentioned there. The expectation would be that all of the places that host these beautiful, precious artworks would have heightened security now. Not so.
That's right. That was a wake-up call to museums everywhere, that if a museum of the caliber of the Louvre could be targeted, every single cultural institution and small museum like this private museum needed to have a sit-down with their backers and their address security issues, because obviously you can pry open a door and get in and out in 3 minutes almost anywhere.
Mm-hmm. But clearly that conversation possibly wasn't had at this place.
I thought that this conversation would be had everywhere after the Louvre theft, and it hasn't. Mm. If it hasn't happened, it needs to happen. And Ireland is full of beautiful country houses filled with incredible works of art. People need to start addressing this. Our cultural heritage is under attack.
Because if you are somebody who would like to get your hands on these works through nefarious means, you have been inspired by what happened at the Louvre, right?
Well, I mean, to the criminals, it looks like they're shopping in candy stores, but they're not bright enough to realize what happens next. The press surrounding these thefts make these pieces radioactive in the marketplace. They're not going to be able to cash out the way they think they are. They're going to end up traveling in the black market at a fraction of their true value, if they can cash out on them at all.
Unless they've been stolen to order, though, is that a different scenario, Chris?
I've been working for 40 years recovering stolen art, and I have seen nothing that even approaches a theft to order. That's a fantasy from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that a heist like this, that a lot of prep work would have gone into it, or is it more opportunistic?
Well, they obviously knew these items were in the collection, and most likely they went to the museum in advance and to scope things out. And that's where the CCTV footage of the days and weeks before the theft might come in handy, because wearing a ski mask and capturing those images at the time of the theft is virtually useless.
So is that what you would do then if you were investigating this? You would look back on weeks worth of footage?
Absolutely. I mean, the Carabinieri are the best in the world when it comes to art theft. And I'm sure they're looking at everything, including a possible insider connection. How did these criminals get in? Did they have help? I mean, that's always the first thing that law enforcement looks at with one of these thefts.
What tends to happen then when paintings like these by such famous artists are out there in on the black market?
Well, that's the thing. They try to sell it legitimately, get them out of Italy as quickly as possible, try to sell them in France, in Belgium, take them to Eastern Europe, where they might try to find a Middle Eastern or a Russian buyer that may not really care about due diligence. But they will soon find that the more press this story gets, the more difficult it is to monetize this theft. Mm-hmm. And then they will go underground, where criminals will trade them on the dark web for drugs or guns, and you know, maybe even use them as a bargaining chip. Sort of a get out of jail free card. If they're ever captured, they will bargain with prosecutors to return these items in exchange for a lesser criminal sentence.
They start to lose value then pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the criminals don't realize that, you know, when they're out there doing what they do.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about what happened at the Louvre, some of those priceless pieces of jewelry it was thought that they were going to be melted down. It's a very different scenario when you're dealing with a piece of artwork like this. They have to remain pristine and perfect to retain their value, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the gold, the jewelry, and the things we saw at the Louvre, that stuff's all broken up and gone. But as far as these paintings, they have to remain intact and they have to remain in good condition. And criminals are not known for their storage ability of masterpieces like this.
Mm-hmm. It's still extraordinary, isn't it, the Louvre heist, that it happened in the first place and that the tracing has been unsuccessful, really, up to this point.
I agree with you. And, you know, this is an assault on all of Europe's museums. And I think we need to get serious and start increasing criminal penalties. Treat this as cultural terrorism, which is what it is. We can never see these works again if they're not recovered. I mean, this is a theft against all of us.
Mm-hmm. Would you expect that these paintings will be found?
Well, they will not destroy them. I mean, all these criminals think that anyone can monetize them. So one day they will surface. They will either sell them to somebody who didn't know or didn't want to know, or they will be left to someone in 10, 20 years may resurface. You never know. Mm-hmm. But if they try to sell them now, we're most likely going to catch them.
Chris, I see the foundation at this museum says that the gang who carried this out appeared structured and organized. How would they know that?
Well, I mean, they do have CCTV footage that the Carabinieri are reviewing right now. And, you know, if you look at the Louvre theft, even that, despite all the mistakes they made, it still looked like a fairly well-organized theft. And, you know, to do this in 3 minutes, you know, it doesn't take much to go in there. And that's the key, is the speed, because you could defeat any silent sound system. You just need to get in and out of there before the police show up. And that's mm-hmm. what happened here.
Yeah. They also say that the gang seemed to have intended to steal more were it not for the private collections alarms going off. So whatever prep they made, it sounds like they had not expected the alarms to sound after 3 minutes, which seems quite surprising. But they had obviously done some groundwork, but weren't quite sure how much they'd get away with.
Well, that's the thing. They almost always stake out the museums in advance. So maybe we should start having photo IDs as a requirement before you enter a museum. I mean, I don't have a problem doing that. You know, a lot of these privacy people will say, oh, no, that's against my privacy to show my ID. But look, I'm not going to a museum to steal, so I don't mind showing my passport. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a small, low-cost thing that we could start doing to cut down on these thefts.
The news of this only emerged in the last number of hours. It happened 8 days ago. What is the reason for that? Why do we not hear about these things for, in this case, a week after they happen?
Well, law enforcement has some, you know, very interesting protocols and they may want to keep this, you know, under wraps until they're ready to publicize it. And in my view, when they are publicizing it as they are right now, that means that they don't have any initial leads and they're trying to make these radioactive in the public so that nobody will buy or sell them.
Mm-hmm. And it's your view that these paintings are not in Italy anymore?
Well, the criminals, the wisest thing for them to do is put them in a car and drive out of Italy as quickly as possible. I mean, my guess is they're on their way to Eastern Europe.
Chris, very interesting to talk to you. Thank you very much for your expertise this morning. That's Chris Marinello, who is a founder of Art Recovery International.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.